Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of The Geek Lounge. I am your host, Luis LaTorre.
And I am Adam Smasher.
Don't forget to follow us on the Twitters.
That's
where
right.
I try to twit as much as Twitterly possible.
I like it. And on Facebook. Now, 200% more active.
I know.
On social media.
We added somebody to help.
Yep.
And we're more stuff is being posted. So,
yeah.
You know.
And we're trying to stay ahead of the curve because you know how things online tend to just get shared around.
Yeah.
We're trying to be the first before that stuff starts to share around.
Yeah, right? I mean, on Twitter, I started posting stuff called planking. Do you know what that is? I just started posting a bunch of those pictures. It's a really cool thing where you...
We'll talk after the show.
Straighten up like a board against... It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Will you please send me a link to my MySpace?
To the Yeah.
Please.
It's on... I'll have to get Just go to my live journal. There should be a link on it.
Yeah. I was going to say, just chat with me on Prodigy and we'll... we'll figure it out. Damn. T-shirts.
So we're trying t-shirts on TeePublic.
That's right. We have more t-shirts.
New t-shirts. Pretty t-shirts.
Pretty t-shirts.
By our artist, Erica, and by you. You've done some, too.
I have done, yeah.
And then...
Erica was wearing the Giga t-shirt, the retro Sega one.
Yeah.
I need to get that t-shirt.
That's the one I'm ordering. I like that shirt. I'm going to order that one.
Yeah, I have a couple of others. I didn't get that one yet, and I'm just like, I need that shirt. That is a good-looking shirt right there.
I only conceptualize sometimes. You guys are the real artists. You guys are the real heroes.
Yeah. Well, I got more coming up. I had another idea.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, more shirts for
more
you.
More shirts.
For you, the people whom we love.
It should be like a ghost with a red line crossed across.
Like no ghosts, right?
Like no ghosts allowed?
Yeah. Like man, busted or something.
They got busted. No, sure. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah. I like it.
That sounds familiar, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. So what did you do this week? Or the past 2 weeks, I guess.
Yeah, actually, we didn't get together. What have I done? Honestly, I was trying to keep things casual, catch my breath.
Super cash, bro.
Dealing with some external issues, which you're very much involved in.
That would be me.
No.
I'm just kidding.
You know what I'm talking about.
But
as far as anything big, what did I do? Oh, well, shoot. Last week, actually, which is the main reason why we didn't have a show.
Yeah.
Was, of course, it was, can I say it? Your birthday?
Oh no. Stop it, you two.
But you done went around the sun again.
You know it.
You done went around the sun again.
You know it.
Nice. But then I had a friend in town that I knew from long, long, long time ago. And
we
hung out and we did some cool stuff. We went to the Atomic Testing Museum, which is
awesome, by
the way.
This is cool, yeah.
Cool scary.
Yes.
Scary.
There is like an inherent creepy
dread,
a feeling of dread that's man, this is amazing. At the same time, it's like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
And the exhibits are pretty scary, too. They're like, here, hold this radioactive rock.
What?
Oh, you don't believe me it's radioactive? Here, put the Geiger counter.
Well, the guy did that afterward. He goes, here, put this in your mouth. Like, oh, cool, it's a candy. Nope, that is an irradiated rock.
Yeah. Let me do my... Four-second minute review. The Area 51 part of the exhibit was not very good. It's a temporary exhibit. However, the museum itself more than made up for it.
I love the museum.
I hate that it's just a sign saying, don't cross this line or we'll shoot you.
Pretty much.
What kind of exhibit is that?
Well, and they even run it like Area 51. They're like, no pictures, no cell phones. We're watching you on camera. It was like...
Sure.
And it's not even that good. It was kind of like...
Wait, were they serious? They didn't want you to take pictures?
Yeah, apparently, because I even asked. Because I'm like, is that part of it? And he's like, no, that's a big deal. And I'm like...
Then why are you showing
Especially
it
Especially once
people?
I walked through, I was like, there is nothing in here that isn't, first of all, that isn't part of popular culture.
Yeah.
Second of all, that wasn't published in popular science like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or that Bob Lazar hasn't told me himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, on the other hand, though, that Cambodian contortionist that played the alien was awesome.
Yeah, there you go. But the Atomic Testing Museum itself was, like you guys said, amazing. And then I went to the Mod Museum, which I think you went to a month ago or so?
I just rode in front of it.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, I
didn't
go
inside. To the Mod Museum. That used to be a post office, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was City Hall. Courthouse before that. And
was
then
it?
A post office.
Oh, okay. I remember when it was a post office.
And it might have been the original City Hall way back in the day.
I remember taking my military, I remember flunking my military entrance exam in that building.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that was actually very
cool. Too dumb to fight for our freedoms.
That was
I've been labeled by the United States government as incompetent.
That's a grade A moron.
That's a grade A, class A dum-dum.
Yeah.
The fact that it was in the courthouse actually really added to the presentation. It was really cool.
That's
really
cool. Good. I heard it was cool. I haven't gone yet, but you know, would love to go.
One of the most memorable... There's a lot of great stuff to see, but the one thing that stuck out, mostly because it was unexpected and so different than anything in there, was the fact that they had a FIFA exhibit.
What?
About the corruption in FIFA. I was like, wow. Awesome.
Now that's a mob museum.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like a little FIFA video. Mob. Yeah, it was like a little video talking about, I think it was talking about how kind of like,
Sepp Blatter or
certain things. Oh yeah, certain things today, and how you still see it kind of rear its ugly head sometimes. I was like, that's that so is funny. Awesome.
Yeah. I remember bootleggers, murderers, drug dealers, casino
FIFA,
soccer officials.
Yeah. Soccer officials. Yeah. These are the men and women responsible for the crime in the United States
and the degradation of our culture.
Yeah,
I remember hearing a story one of the FIFA guys, one of the American FIFA guys. Made so much money that he had like a $4 million apartment just for his cats.
Whoa.
Like that, I did not make that up. I heard that in a news story.
That's what I need.
Just a place for cats?
Except I want to have cats.
Just a place for your cats.
Yeah, that's right.
Whoa.
That reminds me of that episode of 30 Rock where they were going to get a new apartment, this really nice apartment. And then this this rich guy comes in and he goes, I will take it. That my son will put his motorcycles in here.
Yeah. That's so true. And they were dying for it.
They wanted to get it. And she was like, okay, see you later.
That's great.
One thing that is interesting about the Mob Museum, just really quick, you do realize, you know, like you say, the degradation of our culture. Now, it has been part of American culture
since... Yeah, that's Americana.
Yeah, since the 1800s or before.
Straight up USA, deal with it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Deal with it.
It's very much ingrained in our culture, which, I don't know, is a little depressing in a way, but I guess it's just a reality, you know.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you don't really think about it, and then here it is, and you're just like, oh, man, I got to think about it. And it's true.
It really is.
And it's a thing.
So what'd you do?
You know what I heard? Mm. This is, you know, on the opposite side of that, but before the colonies, I heard that England... was pushing the dredge of society off to their colonies.
Yep.
So not only Australia, but America too was the undesirables.
That's why so many Irish ended up here.
And look at how nobody's more undesirable.
USA! USA!
Totally. We're so you know what do you think is going to come out of there, you know? Yeah. It's like prison.
We did the same thing. We pushed all those people to Florida.
Zing! Take that, Florida!
Well,
unless you're a fan, then
Florida.
We love you. And we're just JK Florida.
And we put all our parents there too. It makes sense.
Parents and criminals all go to Florida.
That's our penal colony. It's our penal colony slash nurse home. Yeah. Nursing home.
That's why it's shaped like a penal.
vacationing college students.
Yeah. Yikes. So what'd you do? What'd you do for your birthday?
For my birthday, I went to California.
Yep.
I watched the LA Galaxy game because I'm a huge fan of the LA Galaxy.
That's right.
They tied.
Aww.
Which sucks.
Did they know you drove all the way out, though?
I don't think they were aware. I don't think they were aware.
That's why.
I think if I had told them, they would have been like, you know what? Let's win this for him.
For the Gipper.
Let's get it for the Gipper. last week, I saw four movies.
Sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mr. Movie Buff.
I don't know. I don't think you guys are going to watch them. I'm not sure. I saw Suicide Squad, which was not great.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
I keep hearing
that. It wasn't the piece of crap that I thought it would be, but it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Now, is it not great, like, objectively, or was it because we hyped it up and that trailer blew us all away? Like, is that why it was let down?
Both.
I've heard that too.
Both. Yeah. I was expecting it to just be like a middle of the line okay movie, but it's not. It's worse than that. But it's not the worst thing I've ever seen. I think of all the DC movies, that one's probably the best one.
Oh no.
That one's probably the most entertaining. Wow. Yeah. So, and that's not saying much, but you know,
it's actually doing it's actually doing pretty well in the box office.
I never rely on that.
I also saw I was at an advanced screening of Kubo and the Two Strings, which that was good.
That actually looks interesting.
That one was great. I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
It was really funny. Cool. And it was really good. It looked beautiful. It was great.
Yeah. That's a CGI animated, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What else did I see? I saw Ghostbusters, which, wow. Not great.
I keep hearing that too.
Not good, guys. Yeah, not good. It's a shame.
I haven't seen it, but Paw Feig. I trust everybody involved.
I know. What happened? That hurts my heart.
I think it's because the Ghostbusters is already an established universe, and he just kind of brought his Paul Figginess to it, which, I don't know, maybe didn't clash well. Because my biggest complaint about those movies is, in the originals, these were just guys who were regular guys in a regular New York that happened to have ghosts and stuff
They were always on Outside Science, too. They were like renegade scientists.
Yeah.
But it was sort of their clash of personalities that were funny.
Yes.
That made them funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It was them just being them that made the movie funny.
Yeah.
And as Paul Feig's is a strength in creating, and since he didn't create this, that's where it lackluster?
It's possible because, like, again, that's my biggest complaint is in this universe, in this specific movie, everybody's funny. Yeah. Everybody's a comedian. Everyone has like something funny to contribute to every single conversation.
There's no straight man?
No, not really. Every character that you actually get to talk to is...
Not even Thor?
A funny character. Oh, my... Thor was the worst thing in that movie.
Wow.
He was absolutely awful. Oh, I have never hated that guy until this movie. This movie is just... And it's not even his fault either, but
this movie
is just... He's just awful in it. His character is terrible.
Now, let me get psychological. Are you saying that because they treated him like we treat women in movies? Boom! Answer that question.
No.
Answer the question, sir.
No.
As I sweat profusely.
It's not even that. Like, I get that that's what they were going for, but it didn't work because he was basically a cartoon character.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, they made him
so one-dimensional.
Really? No, they made him like
less dimensions.
Stupid. Stupid. Like, no human being is as dumb as this guy was.
He's a static drawing.
He's a cartoon character of a dumb person.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if you remember, even Janine wasn't that.
Oh,
Janine was even stupid.
Janine kept their shit together, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, this guy just sucked. He was just there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really unnecessary in the movie. Anyway, it wasn't good. And
Janine kept their crap going. And then she gave him those looks like, really, jackass?
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I'm the one holding it together
Some people might have had a problem with it. I mean, I did. I thought she was great. But, yeah, I get what they wanted to do, and it would have been fine if it wasn't so cartoony. And he was so annoying, man. Like, it was just like, why are you even here?
It was like, was it like a parody of itself that was trying not to be a parody?
I think it was outwardly trying to be a parody, maybe, because it was just ridiculous. There's no way you saw this and went, this is a good satire on gender role reversal in movies and what. No, it's not. It's terrible.
Well, admittedly, and, you know, I've gotten flack for this, but it seemed like a gimmick from the get-go. You know, I know people say, well, like, what do you got with all women? Well, it's not that I have a problem with all women. It's the fact that you took something that's well established and you just said, hey, we're going to do a women version.
A gimmick.
I mean, from the get-go, it's still a gimmick.
Sure.
It could work, and it could not work, but it's still a gimmick.
I also have to say, this is Melissa McCarthy's most unfunny movie.
Yeah, I love her.
And I like Melissa McCarthy.
She's amazing.
This was her most unfunny movie. And nothing she said made me laugh. Nothing she did made me laugh. It was so sad. I was just like, why?
What about Leslie Jones? I heard she got a lot of flack on Twitter. What happened?
Yeah, that's a shame.
She played basically the same character she plays on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, which we kind of knew.
I knew that was going to happen, and I kind of like her for it. I think she is funny, but it was just she was very one dimensional. It was pretty sad.
Yeah,
that sucks.
That's a bummer. And Kristen Wiig's always awesome too.
Kristen Wiig plays awkward very well. I think that's why they put her there. She kind of did the same thing.
She was the Egon.
Kind of, but she was also like the leader, kind of like the Bankman. It's weird.
Yeah.
And then everybody, all the Ghostbusters who were still alive, all made a cameo.
Yeah,
and they were all bad except for Janine.
Winston.
Yeah.
So wait a second. The only one that's an actual ghost isn't in the movie.
Yeah,
he's not. There's a bust of him in the back of a scene, like at the beginning of the movie. Yeah.
So that's the only ghost they actually busted. Yeah.
No,
he must. Talking about Slimer?
Harold Ramis.
No, right. That's what I'm saying. Harold Ramis was a statue. He had a bust in the back of a scene.
He was the only ghost that was actually busted.
That's true.
Yes,
I missed it. Sorry,
they did not.
I was a little slow. I worked last night.
Yeah, it was all forced. I don't know. It wasn't great.
Yeah,
man, that's a shame. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. And then was that three movies? Suicide Squad, Kubo.
I'm trying to remember which one. Ghostbusters. That which one's the other one? Tell me, hurry!
Oh, I watched Lights Out a couple weeks ago.
But I didn't see Lights Out.
That was good.
Did you?
It wasn't like Conjuring 2 good, but it was good.
Mm.
Yeah, it was more perfunctory, but it worked, and that was the important thing for a horror movie. So many horror movies don't work.
Right.
And that one actually works, yeah.
And I also saw Sausage Party.
That's right.
Actually, yeah. Wow.
Well, it's been getting good reviews.
Oh, boy.
What are the reviews saying? The animation?
Very comedy? Funny. Very I know funny, very people funny, are saying yeah. It's very funny.
But it is Seth Rogen.
It's
so unless you're a Seth Rogen fan, maybe?
Possibly. Yeah. I think you have to like really like Seth Rogen and pot. I think a lot of this is a very pot fueled movie. Like
gotcha.
Someone came in one day, like they all got high and they were just like, man, wouldn't it suck if like food knew you were eating it? Oh man, that's like a great idea for a movie. Oh yeah, we'll start writing it.
We'll call it Sausage Party.
Oh my God, Sausage Party.
Yeah. Those are my two favorite actors, is Seth Rogen and Pot. I'm in.
I was a fan of Tree's performance in Demon Hunters Dead Camper Lake, personally. Shout out.
I did not see that either.
It is a very low budget, not particularly good movie with a lot of funny moments, actually.
Yeah. It was very crude. Not that I have a problem with crude humor. It was just, I don't know, I just didn't find it all that funny.
Yeah.
There were some genuine moments that did make me laugh, but
yeah.
All in all, it wasn't like the nonstop, rip-roaring, hilarious thrill ride that people seem to think it is. But that's, you know, that's my opinion, obviously. If people want to see it, then go see it. But I didn't think it was all that great.
You know how some animated projects have the one voice actor at a time, and then other ones have an ensemble, so that you get that improv back and forth, like Bob's Burgers and whatnot. What was this one like?
The first one, it was
and for a comedy,
you can't get rip roaring if you don't have all the people in the room.
Because comedy, I was gonna say, comedy can be tricky anyway, and then when you're essentially performing for no audience with no straight man, it's even harder.
Right.
And also, I think
you're making jokes to nobody and you're laughing at them.
Yeah. Right. And also, I think it's the timing. When you put a bunch of comedy material in an editing process, that's not going to work.
Yeah. two things that normally or naturally do not go together well.
Correct.
Yeah, it wasn't.
They can under the right hand.
I don't know. Maybe it would have been different if it was like, you know, like an ensemble, like recording, like people came together on their scenes to just sort of time it out and make it actually funny. But I don't know. For what it was, it wasn't all that great, really.
All right. Mm. Well, before we take a break, one more shout out regarding movies. This Thursday night at various theaters in Las Vegas, Riff Tracks Live. Mothra.
Ooh.
I'm excited, actually.
I am excited, too. You know what the worst? I forgot all about that. I think you posted like a message.
And I sent
I was like,
you guys,
I was like, oh, that's right.
Yeah, it's next Thursday.
I'm going to be in town for that. Yeah.
I'm excited about that. I'm leaving out of town the next day, so I'm excited.
What?
I won't be here next weekend, remember?
No, I don't remember.
That's all right.
I don't remember. Cool. So no show next week.
Well,
Just kidding.
Well, the show, I was going to say. We'll talk.
JK, let's take a break. Let's take a break and we'll be back with our guest host.
And we're going to talk stuff.
Stuff!
The universe and stuff.
And things that happen with the stuff.
We'll be back.
It's a little scary when you see the sign. You picture it hairy and whitening inside your mind.
Welcome back to the Geek Lounge.
Hi! I'm here, hi! Our guest host, as you've already heard, even though we haven't introduced him yet, is Sig Henriquez.
Hello, everyone.
Mr. Sig Henriquez. Be respectful, please.
Yes, I'm a lieutenant officer. Never mind.
Hi, that I'm was Sig. Going somewhere and then it stopped.
I'm Sig.
Nice. All right.
So I'm going to say I'm an officer on the Enterprise.
Oh, nice.
But I couldn't get that out.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
Because I'm not. It's a lie. I can't lie.
Gotcha. What what have you been up to? Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's living a craziest life ever.
You were telling us about that.
God. it's just crazy.
Yeah.
You know, trying to balance, you know, what you want to do with what you have to do.
Yes.
And, you know, just all these types of twists and turns come your way. And you just have to adapt in real time, man.
Yeah, that's
it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Keeps you on your feet.
Keep you on your toes.
That's cool.
How about you guys? How have you been?
Here.
I saw Ghostbusters. And you want me to tell you about it?
Yeah. Yeah, let's talk about that.
No. Just working too dang much, but, you know, what are you going to do?
You have
keep,
to do it.
Keep yeah. on working, I
keep
guess.
On, keep on working.
Keep on working.
A thing that stays at rest, and the thing that's in motion stays in motion.
Right.
Who said that? Larry the Cable Guy, I think, in one of his acts.
I don't know about that.
Did he so,
yeah.
Newton's laws.
So you have to.
Newton's laws of motion. You know.
That sounds like something right. Larry if the you... Cable Guy would say, though. I mean, if we're being honest.
Yeah. He's big on the dime store philosophy.
He's big on philosophy. He's a big philosophizer.
Dime right? store philosophy.
Sure.
He's yeah. millions of years just hang on his every word.
Well, I believe he said, get her done.
See, that's philosophical.
That's how I got that in Old English written on my back. Get her done, just so that I know to get her done.
The only thing worse than Larry the Cable Guy? Las Vegas is Larry the Cable Guy.
Who is that?
We don't even that? Know that guy.
We don't even know that. It's an impersonator. It's an impersonator.
Oh, my
we
God.
He could be the nicest
that's
guy.
Crazy.
True, yes, true.
And he could be the best
and he could
Larry
be
the Cable Guy.
He could be better than actually Larry the Cable Guy.
Sure, yeah. And yeah.
But it's just funny when I hear him like, I'm Vegas's Larry the Cable Guy. And it's like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Is he a franchise?
Isn't his name Las Vegas yeah. Larry the Cable so, Guy like, or something like that? Or yeah. something like that?
Larry the Cable Guy has a bunch of helpers like Santa Claus. You
yeah.
see one at the mall at a certain time of year.
It's a franchise.
Or like Gallagher, it. like Gallagher and Gallagher 2.
I'm going to franchise me. Hey, I'm the
and
Peoria.
Gallagher 2 Electric Boogaloo.
I'm the Peoria Atom Smasher. Peoria's Atom Smasher. And
Sheboygan City.
Sheboygan's Luis Latore. Together at the West Valley Mall. Like
signing only booze. That's weird.
No, that's right on.
They're the nerd hangout.
At the where the comic book store used
almost
to be.
Almost got me.
I'm sorry. You guys
didn't see.
He was drinking a drink of water before I said that, and he almost lost it.
I do. That's
good stuff.
Guess what happened to me the other day, you guys?
What happened?
I was at a coffee house with my friend, and we were talking about the Suicide Squad. I didn't see it, and she did.
Yes.
And she was telling me about it, and some hipster couple next to us turned around with their ears covered, and we're like, spoilers, please. And we're like,
really?
Dude, yeah, we're not used to normal people knowing what the hell we're talking about. You know, that was
true.
So weird to me.
Yeah, that is true.
You know?
Yeah.
But did they do it all like, spoilers, please? Like all rude or
was it like
no,
like
they,
that? Pretentious?
They were acting like I was kicking their dog in front of them. They were like, oh my God, I'm so distraught that you guys would not care that our ears, this is a public place where you keep your voices down. And we were just shocked that anybody knew what the heck we were talking about, man. This is mainstream information now, you guys.
Yeah. Which,
wow.
What, how do you feel about that?
May or may not be a good
thing. Wow. I don't know, man. I don't know what. I'm not talking about the fact that that what we love is now like sort of accessible to everyone. Yeah, not everyone can get it. I'm talking about hipsters that were
that were
just
kind of
jerks about it. Like, oh,
yeah.
Spoilers! Like, hey, come on, man. If you just say, hey guys, listen, we want to see that movie. Can you, you know,
can you
just
keep
be respectful?
Yeah.
We don't want spoilers. Oh God!
You know why? Because they don't want their whole Tuesday night meeting at wherever the hell to be ruined. They're waiting all week to get there.
Yeah. We want to go to our local speakeasy.
Yeah,
the one that has the no regs sign, which is short for regulars, which is you people. And we want to talk to our friends in there about it while we drink craft beer and talk about
we
beer.
Go
oils.
To our meetup, our cartoon movie meetup meeting.
Like, yeah, every time my entire life.
At a restaurant you've never heard of that nobody goes to because it smells weird.
Wow.
Yeah, my entire life I would always have to, every time I wanted to talk about something, you know, comic book like or whatever, I'd always have to explain the entire context of the weird thing I was about to say.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Now all you have to do is say Harley Quinn, and everybody
thinks they're in.
Whips their heads around.
It's,
you know,
like I think this is like last year talking about the Infinity Gauntlet, and somebody's like, "Hey, spoilers, man!" Like, okay, first of all,
go read it.
The movie's not out yet. Second of all, you're talking about something that happened 20 in comic
plus
books
years ago.
20 right. plus years ago, exactly.
Right?
So like don't tell me spoilers, pal.
Oh my God. That's so great. Excuse me. Hi. Spoilers on Civil War.
Yo, spoiler alert, dude.
Yeah, the Civil War. I was watching Lincoln, and guess what? Yeah. He gets shot at the end.
Excuse me. Hi. Excuse me. Spoilers. Thank you.
And I haven't seen it, but my freaking brother asked me, how does he get shot at the end? Right in the beginning of the movie. I'm like, excuse you, well, rude person.
Does the North win? Yeah, and check this out. They kill the president after they win.
What? At the end of the movie.
It's a male model that does it. It's a conspiracy.
And then at the end when the Titanic.
Exactly, Jackass.
And then at the end when the Titanic sings, oh, excuse me, hi, I'm going to go see that movie, so please, like, don't tell me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But I don't understand. Did they kill Hitler? Did you go to high school?
Yeah, right. Have you ever even surf channel, you know, just channel surfing and by the History Channel? Never?
Never. Never I was going to say.
It's always on.
You could literally scan channels and catch that Hitler died at least a few times a month. Like,
totally.
It's like us as comic book readers are now the new book people. Like, let me talk about Infinity War, the comic book. Like, oh my God, here we go. Comic book people. Comic book people. Yeah.
Now it's like, hey man, spoilers. First of all, the movie's not even out yet, so I'm not spoiling it.
Yeah, you don't know if the movie is like the comic. Secondly, you could go buy this comic right now.
Yeah.
So
various trade and issue formats.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And in the same token, like Comic Book Girl 19. Do you guys know who this lady is?
No.
Okay, she is
well-versed on popular culture. I'm really weird.
She's you host a show about that, right?
I know. And I'm like way behind.
Well, she's totally a YouTuber, and she's a comic book. Comic books are her forte.
Yeah.
So she talks about everything comic books, movies, you know, video games, whatever. So she just saw the Suicide Squad, and she was very distraught about it and was thinking about, she had an existential crisis and she's thinking about quitting. I'm like,
quitting what exactly?
Her job. She goes, maybe I should find a new line of work. And I'm like, your name is Comic Book Girl 19. Go read a fucking book, dude. It's not about the movies. It's not about the toys. It's not about the action figures. It's about those panels.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed in those panels. Those panels are beautiful.
Yeah.
You know?
So she was having,
you can love or hate the movie. It's like Star Trek Beyond. You can love or hate Into Darkness. You can love or hate the movie. The original show still exists.
Yeah.
It didn't, nothing happened to it. So they didn't ruin it.
At all.
So the movie was so bad.
Yeah, right.
To her. That she was thinking about just quitting her channel.
Correct.
This was her conundrum that she had. Should I quit my channel because this movie sucks?
Yeah. Right. Or line of work. Her exact words were line of work. So she's going to go be an accountant and shit. Stuff.
So does she actually read comic books or no?
That's what I thought until she said that. That's my whole point. Hi. Like, if she says she's Comic Book Girl 19, she's well-versed.
Is she
19? If I want to know anything.
Is she roughly 19 years old?
I hope not. I have a lot of apologizing to do.
Oh, no.
Morally.
I think my point is, because
there's a lot of guilt.
No. She's a very sexy cosplay lady.
Oh, okay.
But,
well, because when we're younger, though, because I know I've done it. I've been guilty of it, where I'm like, they're ruining my childhood.
Oh, yeah.
And then you stop to think about it, and you're like, no, really, my childhood's still there.
In the past.
they just ruined a current incarnation of what I still like.
Yeah. They're just ruining their own artwork. They're telling us it's the best they could do, and they're failing.
Yeah.
I think part of that, though, is the fact that they're taking something that was great in your childhood, making it crappy for the next generation, and as it continues, it'll just sort of bury all the stuff that you like. I think that's the fear.
Oh, yeah.
Like when Michael Bay does those
Transformers,
turtle movies. They're not my teenage turtles.
Right.
But you know, like when he does stuff like that, it's like, but there's just all this great stuff. There's the comic books.
Yeah.
There's the cartoon. There's the original movies. I mean, yeah, they're still there. But I think there's this inherent fear of no one's gonna want to watch it, and then it's just gonna completely get buried.
This all supports
and this is gonna be like the new standard in Ninja Turtles.
It will be, because it's child abuse, man. Transformers, the original cartoon, isn't good either, but I'll fight anybody in this room who doesn't.
Yeah,
so you know what I mean? It's you're an impressionable age, and that is your favorites, no matter what happens after.
Yeah,
and it's sad.
But this supports my argument, which I probably brought up in the show at least three times. Why characters need to die. Why Superman should be dead and gone. Why Batman should be dead and gone. Like, let them go at some point. Invent something new.
See,
because if you create a new vigilante and you do something with him that you wanted to do with Batman, it's not under a microscope.
Correct.
Nobody gets mad.
True.
Yeah, and if it doesn't achieve popularity, then maybe there's a reason for that.
But on the other token, like, I don't think we'll ever stop doing Batman, Superman, because I don't think it's unfortunate, because these are our songs of our heroes in a modern time.
It's modern mythology.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Achilles. We're never going to stop hearing about that limp guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ever.
Yeah.
Sure. So, or Hercules or any other. Dude, Kit Carson? We better never stop talking about Kit Carson.
That's true. That dude is
freaking amazing.
Kind of amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He was.
So we
he was
need
a real
to keep,
dude that was
real,
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And he would probably never have been if he didn't read about Achilles Hercules and all these famous human beings that actually earned their names. Bruce Lee. We better never forget about Bruce Lee.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what amazes me about Bruce Lee, and I know I've said this before too,
yeah,
is people don't realize, like people on the outside, pop culture, they don't realize how influential he was to even the martial art world and the different things he did. And kind of, and I'm not talking about the movie Dragon. That really is kind of silly, and it kind of glorifies some aspects of it. But just like what he did as far as bringing acceptability to martial arts to the West, you know, because he was the first one that pretty much said, no, tradition stinks. We need to break with tradition and stuff like that.
Right.
So,
and another man we should never stop hearing about is Musashi. He's a 500-year-old. He said the same thing. Yeah, he was like, don't follow tradition.
Yeah.
You're going to stagnate.
Everybody's their own person, and you got to figure out your own way. As it turns out, he was 5'11" in Japan 300 years ago, whatever it was. So he was huge.
He was a giant.
Yeah, he was a giant.
Well, yeah. I don't know who she is, and I don't know if maybe I'll watch that video or not. But I don't know. Like, stay strong, because...
Yeah, stay strong.
I mean, because don't let one movie ruin,
and it shouldn't.
You know, it shouldn't. Yeah, it shouldn't ruin what you love. If you, I'm not sure if she reads comics or not. I hope she does, but it shouldn't let you ruin that experience. And you shouldn't let it ruin what you love to talk about, what you love to watch, what you love to read. Let the people have their Suicide Squad. I have my Suicide Squad.
Correct.
You guys have your Suicide Squad.
Right.
As long as we have that, it's never going to be forgotten.
The legend.
Okay. So
look here, Combo Girl 19. Listen up, girl. No.
I'm going to slow jam it right here, right now.
But seriously, I hate most of what Star Trek has done, but I still love Star Trek.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it'll never erase the show.
That. Yeah.
Or the movies, or whatever series you do love watching. So.
Correct. And thankfully, we live in an age where, you know, 30 years ago, if you loved Star Trek and they had changed Star Trek to the point it was unrecognizable, you might have trouble finding the original version of that. Not nowadays.
Not now.
It exists in multiple forms of media.
Right. Same again with me. I love Transformers, which was a horrible cartoon.
Yeah.
And I hate Michael Bay's Transformers, but I'll never stop loving Transformers the movie.
Correct.
1986, that is genius work of art. And to me, that's what Transformers is in my head every single time. God, you know, Michael Bay never pops up in my head.
Correct.
Never.
Yeah. Grimlock smash. I miss the Grimlock that was a shallow Hulk ripoff.
Yeah,
totally.
Me, Grimlock.
Yeah, the fact that I saw a toy of Optimus Prime riding Grimlock.
Yeah, that's blasphemous.
Grimlock would not allow that.
That's true.
Nope.
It's whatever. Again, it's like you said, my Transformers is my Transformers. Michael Bay's Transformers is garbage.
Right.
Maybe there's someone out there who likes these movie remakes of stuff, and that's okay. That's their prerogative. They can love whatever they love.
Child abuse. There were six.
So, yeah, you got to stay strong, Comic Book Girl 19.
Yeah, stay strong.
And we're going to make sure you hear about this so you can listen to our
That'll be awesome.
Words of enthusiasm.
Yeah, we don't want you to quit, because I'm a really big fan. I think you have so much knowledge.
Yep.
And that's why those comments of yours affected me this way, because I don't want to lose you. You're a good one.
Please don't leave.
You're a good one.
Sure. You're good.
You're good.
That's true, yeah. Reconciling the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cathartic in here today.
I love it.
Like
Michael
movie,
who?
Yeah. Like the movie Wolfman, Anthony Hopkins, Never Look Back.
I actually love that movie. And a lot of people hate that movie. And I freaking love that movie.
Mm. Unforgettable line when he says, never look back. The past is a wilderness of horrors.
Yep, that's true.
What?
That is a great line. Not to mention...
Mind blown, bro.
Now that we're talking the Wolfman real quick. And I do love the original 1941 as well, but the newer Wolfman...
You know, in Spanish, he's called El Wolfman.
I thought it was Super Bisto.
No.
Did you know in France he was Le Wolfman?
He was La Loupe. La Loupe Garou.
No.
Love that anime.
Oh, I know.
Lupin.
No.
Lupin the Third.
No,
I love that.
Yeah. I love that anime too. No. In French, he's called a Royale with cheese.
I see. But
sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
A Royale with cheese. Yeah, that's it. I'm going. That's it.
What do they call a quarter pounder? Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese. What do they call a Big Mac? A Dubel?
I was something weird.
Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. Hey, it was Le Big Mac, yeah.
Le Big Mac. Oh,
they don't call it. They just call it Le Big Mac.
It's fancy.
Yikes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Wolfman.
No. Oh,
El Hombre Lobo.
I just, the movie, yeah. I just loved it. When you first watched it.
This is the new one. You're talking about the new one.
Yeah, 2010, which yeah. I thought it was older than that, but.
No.
You're just happy to see you're not the only one waking up from a bender in Mexico.
Yeah.
The clothes ripped off and covered in blood.
The narrative is different, which I've noticed nowadays when the narrative is different.
What's different about it?
Critics tend to just beat it up. Well, when you watch the movie, and a lot of it didn't become apparent the second time, it's it's primarily about the whole... A lot of what sets up that movie happens before the movie happens. And of course you could argue that about any movie, but it's so intrinsic to what's going on. The death of his brother, the whole spoiler alert.
It's a spoiler.
It's a 6-year old movie.
Excuse me, sir. 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 My name is Kip. Sir. Sir. Spoiler, sir. Please. My children are here. Sir.
Next thing you're going to tell us that the Wolfman is half wolf, half man.
Right.
Don't say it.
But I just love how
you're
okay,
being fair ridiculous, enough, fair sir.
Just
you're
how it's tied ridiculous. To his father sure. and things like that. It was just really cool.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Spoilers on 6-year old movie.
No spoilers.
To add to that, sure. You're right. I did feel when I was watching the movie, it was really personal family
it
thing.
Was,
and I'm like, this
yeah.
is none of my business. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a
what am I even
I'm
doing?
I'm a voyeur.
Here?
I'm a peeping Tom on this family. That's
they're all talking
tearing
about it, and they're
apart.
Like, what about him? And it's you, huh? What?
I'm like those gypsies that live in the village. I'm like, it's just between them. It's none of our business. Just stay out of
well,
it.
Well, that's the Hugo Weaving character. He's us. Yeah. He's us. Like, this is all bullcrap. And then as soon as stuff goes happen that proves him wrong, he's like, we better find
this
some
is
silver
bullcrap.
We better find some silver bullets. Like, I love that about his character, where as soon as he sees the Wolfman running across the rooftop, he's like, break out the guns. Let's get some silver bullets made.
Well, yeah. he has this moment where he's kind of just like, well, crap.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get the guns. Yeah. Let's get the guns going.
Yeah. Forget denial.
Yeah.
Well, okay, he's a pragmatist. He's like, well, if that can exist, then maybe the silver bullet thing's true too. So let's hedge our bets.
That could have been like a whole comedic thing where he's telling people like, there's no such thing as a wolf man.
That's kind
of, well,
it is almost like that. It is almost like that.
It is almost like that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a wolf man.
Have you seen it?
Not yet. No, I do have it. I bought it. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
That's kind of
so spoilers.
Almost what happens.
So spoilers.
I'm not going to say anymore. Yeah, I'm good.
Also spoilers in the 1931 Wolfman, please. I don't.
I love that movie too.
I haven't seen it because, damn it, I didn't exist.
There is, it's on DVD and Blu-ray.
It's
actually,
on the DVDs.
Actually,
I have seen it. I was trying.
I think
to
the funny. Ultimate Collection of Blu-ray comes out in October.
Nice.
Yeah.
I only have the first movie, unfortunately.
Oh, you got the single disc? You didn't get like,
Ultimate? I bought it at a store for like super cheap. It was like $5. I was like, all right, hell yeah, Universal Monsters, you got it.
Yeah, those are cool, but the thing about them is it's like most of those other movies are like bad.
All the
other Wolfman movies are pretty bad, yeah. Yeah.
Wolfman and Albert and Costello.
Like exactly. The Frankenstein ones are a little different, actually. Some of the sequels are actually good.
Yeah.
Whereas the Bride of Frankenstein is weirdly a comedy. Have you seen it recently?
No but
because as a kid it didn't click, but then when I saw it as an adult, I'm like, wow, this is kind of weirdly funny. And I think that was intentional.
They wouldn't have had Madeline Kahn in there if it was.
No, not that one. Not the Mel Brooks one. That's a great flick too.
It's one of the I think it might be the funniest movie ever made.
Yeah, it is.
I'm only
honestly,
not
yeah.
saying that because I haven't seen.
Are you
every
talking about
movie
Young Frankenstein?
Made?
Or are you talking
yes.
about Bride of Frankenstein?
Young Frankenstein.
But honestly, Bride of Frankenstein has a lot of those same jokes. Like the guy, I think that's Son of Frankenstein, But the guy with the arm? Yeah. That's from the original, like...
Wow.
That's from... And I think, if I remember correctly, I could be wrong, but I think he actually sticks the darts in his arm, too, in the old movie. Like, whoa. And I was like, what? So, yeah.
My favorites are Frankenstein in Space and... Frankenstein in Space
and the Wolfman Takes Paris.
Are those good?
American Woman from Paris?
No. He takes Paris. He goes on a vacation in Paris and then hilarity ensues.
Gotcha. There's a holy trinity of werewolf movies.
American
Werewolf in London?
Yeah.
The Wolfman and the Wolfman. Though people will argue with that.
The modern Wolfman, the 2010, and then the Universal.
Yeah.
1931.
Let me quickly give my pitch for the modern Wolfman, the 2010 one. Rarely do movies get made in the modern age that are so rich and deep in sort of gothic feel and look.
Sure.
That is one reason alone why that movie stands out. And actually The Woman in Black as well. The first one, not the crappy sequel. The first one. Very heavy, very gothic, like uncompromising sort of in that universe.
Mired.
Yeah, and you just don't get that nowadays. And it's a shame that movies like that rarely do that well.
Question. Yeah. Did Tim Burton tried to do that with his last recent movie, The Bomb. Did he not do it?
Which one?
The whole gothic thing with the girl that spends the night at dead people's house with Loki.
Oh, Crimson Peak? You talking about Guillermo del Toro?
Yeah, it's Guillermo del Toro. That's not...
Crimson Peak?
Yeah.
No, it was Loki. Loki. Yeah.
No, but Guillermo del Toro is the director.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't Tim Burton. No. I'm sorry. Okay, so forget Tim Burton. Yeah, Guillermo del Toro, did he succeed in that? In the whole steeped in gothic?
Yeah, actually, absolutely. Wow. And I like that movie for that, too.
Nice. That's good.
And the thing with Guillermo del Toro, and I know the movie like disappointed a lot of people. If you watch Guillermo del Toro's earlier films that are supernatural, you gotta have a heads up. I mean, the ghosts are rarely the bad guys. It's usually people that are bad guys, which is also true in Crimson Peak.
I mean, come on.
And in real life.
Yeah. And in real life, that's true.
I think you're right. If you go back and you watch his whole...
Devil's Backbone, movies.
Yeah. Great flick, you don't go to a Guillermo del Toro movie to be jump scared.
No.
That's not the point of a Guillermo del Toro movie.
No. Bewilderment.
Yeah.
Existential dread and the fact that people suck.
Yeah.
Basically.
But not like the way Lars von Trier does it. Yeah. But a little better than that, because that guy's just depressing as crap.
He is a cynical.
What movies were those?
I don't even know if cynical's the right word. Antichrist, Nymphomaniacs Part 1 and 2.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I don't watch those.
Very gloomy.
I'm not a human centipede guy.
The world is sad. Well, full of bad people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, more
who
than
just
that.
Just want to do me
the
harm.
The universe was created by Satan. Basically, that's
his
take.
That's
part
on
of his worldview. Yeah,
he's like a nihilist.
Yeah. Oh, God. I know. Maybe. I guess somewhat.
That's my favorite part about that character. It's like, man, he's scared of life, so he wants to stamp it out.
Yeah.
It's freaky.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's cray, bro.
Yeah. If you want to talk about existential dread, Antichrist.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with like Spawn of Satan, by the way. It's just. It's a weird...
It's a technical weird definition intimate, of Antichrist, right?
Yeah, it's a weird, intimate story between husband and wife that is really dark and grim and twisted and absolutely painful at moments to watch. Yeah.
Again, not you're not going... You wouldn't see that movie to like have fun and
or feel good.
Yeah, so something popped out at me. This is fun because I almost died. No,
Kevin
this
James is
like...
Is in this.
Yeah. No, this is more like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I hate everyone.
Yeah, when that movie ends, you feel cold, even though it could be 100 degrees.
Yeah.
You feel cold.
That's what art's
cold
supposed to
and
do,
alone.
Though. Are we all
sometimes,
in agreement? That
sometimes,
that's what
yes.
Art's
yeah.
to, okay.
Sometimes,
yes. I mean, if that's the point
I would
of the
love
piece.
It. I would love it.
And in those ways, I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's just I don't like it, if that
no,
makes
right, yeah.
Maybe when I was younger, I'd be like, this is an amazing film. But now I'm like, I feel scared.
why would you say that then and not now?
Because I think when you're younger, you're kind of...
Closer to death? Oh, I'm sorry. What?
When you're younger, you're closer to death?
No, now.
Now, because I'm closer to death. Yeah. I think when you're younger, you're more willing to kind of like... Plus, there's that... I don't know about you guys. I think it's true of you. But you sort of have that... When you're younger, you have that inherent... I don't know if rebellious streak. It's kind of deeper than that.
You're
that
Nemo.
Sort of that angry for being alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're younger, you have that deep, dark... Why do I exist mentality?
Yeah.
So when you're exposed to dark things like that, you're like, hell yeah.
You know?
Then you get a little older and you're like, I kind of like life. And
yeah.
It sucks a lot, but you know, there's some good stuff
there's
in there.
Good
and
stuff.
I was ignorant.
And then you see stuff. And then you see movies like that and you're like, I'm cold.
Yeah.
You know what would be great is every time you saw Antichrist, like, what's his name? Lars von Trier would just kind of like pop up from the side and be like, oh, you're welcome.
Like, I guess.
Oh, you know, he asked, are your eyes open?
Yes. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And then he leaves. He just leaves your house.
Yeah.
Door open and everything because he's that kind of butthole, maybe. I don't know.
And he's got a pretty dark outlook anyway, but he even says when he made Antichrist that he was in a really deep, dark place because of things in his own life.
You know what movie I wonder that about the entire cast and crew?
Yeah.
Is that movie where Johnny Depp is a book hunter?
Oh, the ninth...
The Gates of Hell or something? Ninth Gate of Hell? Ninth Gate?
Is it just the Ninth Gate? It's something like that, yeah. I know what you're talking about. He's a book guy, yeah.
God, that movie. Dude, what were you guys thinking?
I kind of liked it. I liked it, but
think about what a horrible state of mind you have to be in for the 9 months of making it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
It's creepy to live there. Poor Johnny Depp. I wonder he just wants to do Willy Wonka. You know?
I want to make a short video that's just like a clip from that song that was pretty big on YouTube. What does the fox say? And then show the fox from Antichrist. What does he say?
Like the world is chaos or something like that.
Yeah, like it's a creepy. Chaos. The fox looks genuinely creepy. Like,
what does the fox say?
Chaos. The world is chaos.
Whatever he says.
Yeah, because he's like eating the rabbit. Then he's eating himself. That's right. And then he kind of looks over and he's just like, it looks like a.
He's like the world.
God, it's like a weird like hand puppet. It looks terrible. He's like chaos or something.
Yeah. It's creepy. So and the way it's shot, too, it almost looks like they filmed it backwards because it has this like this really weird kind of jerky movement, but it doesn't really look like a puppet. It's weird, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes me think of another dark point of view on life. Dana Gould, genius comedian, writer for Simpsons, amazing person. Okay, on his podcast, once he said, saw a video of an alligator and he's eating this mongoose or marmot of some sort and the marmot freaking burst out the side the side of whatever animal was eating it, snake or crocodile or whatever, and
busted out of the side
claws his weight out, but he's in there suffocating, kills the snake, you know, and so they both die and he's like, that's life.
Yeah,
I was like, wow, that's the whole metaphor.
That's the best result you can hope for. Yeah,
dude, because this mongoose, you know, evolved to an awesome killing machine. Yeah. This python evolved to an awesome killing machine. Both the top of their game, and they both, you know.
So basically, the only thing you could hope for is to get out on your own terms.
Sometimes that's it.
That's all you can do. There's no good. There's no bad. You just got to get out on your own terms, and that's it.
Go out kicking and
screaming the way you came in.
The world is impartial. You guys ready for a break?
Guys, I'm sad now.
Let's go off like that. Give people time to, you know, tighten up their nooses.
Yeah.
After we just tried to prop up Comic Girl 19, we just so thoroughly depressed ourselves.
So Comic Girl 19 has a new light in her life, and everyone else is in the toilet.
Yeah.
Or in the bathroom, huddled around there.
Well, see, now that I'm thinking of how we're encouraging her, now I'm like filled with hope again. Maybe it's balancing out. Let's go before I get sad.
We'll see you.
Why do I exist?
Welcome back to the Geek Lounge. We're back. And we're really back. That should be
our front and our back.
Yeah. All right, we got a few things for you to help with our existential crisis that we just had in the last segment.
Yeah, I went back to being sad again, guys. Yeah.
All right, number one, accept everything just the way it is. Number two, do not seek pleasure for its own sake. Number three, do not, under any circumstances, depend on a partial feeling. Number four, think lightly of yourself and deeply of the world. Number five, be detached from desire your whole life long. Six, do not regret what you have done. Seven, never be jelly. That's jealous, by the way.
Don't be jelly.
Number eight, never let yourself be saddened by a separation, even though sometimes that's tough. Number nine,
they're all tough.
Resentment and complaint are appropriate neither for oneself nor for others. That's actually a really good one, yeah. 10, do not let yourself be guided by the feeling of lust or love. That is true, because How many times have we gotten in trouble when we were young men?
Yeah.
Number 11, in all things, have no preferences. Number 12, be indifferent to where you live. Number 13, do not pursue the taste of good food.
But I know, that's hard.
But good food is good.
Food will minus be heroin.
Yeah, me too. Number 14, do not hold on to possessions you no longer need.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Get rid of that treadmill, man.
My action figures need those.
Hold on.
Need them.
They said don't need.
Oh, I do need the extra.
Well,
yes.
Holding on is different than having.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to be willing to walk away. All right. 15, do not act following customary beliefs.
Easy.
16, do not collect weapons or practice with weapons beyond what is useful. Oh, that's such a big one for me, too, because, well, that's a separate.
You don't use your treadmill.
My years in martial arts. And some people, attitudes the way people have. Like somebody would jump scare me, and I'm like, you need to stop doing that. Well, yeah. Why? What's the big deal? I'm like, because you're causing me to react differently than I would in a potentially dangerous situation, and that bothers me. Don't do that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You don't play that way. Yeah, do not play that way. And people have trouble understanding that, especially when, you know, I was a soldier, you know. Do not fear death. Do not seek to possess either goods or fiefs for your old age. 19, respect Buddha and the gods without counting on their help. That's very Krom-esque.
Well, they're not going to help anyways.
That's true.
That's any god, by the way. You don't have to specifically be Buddha.
It does say any gods. And the gods, yeah. 20, you may abandon your own body, but you must preserve your honor. And 21, never stray from the way.
Simple.
That's, of course, Miyamoto Musashi.
Musashi. So that 20 precepts.
I think 4 is probably the one that probably resides with me the most.
Yeah.
That or I should follow.
Think lightly of yourself and deeply of the world.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That helps me a lot.
We take ourselves too seriously. We tend to take ourselves too seriously.
Well, not in that manner, but yeah. I mean, it just kind of.
That one helps me a lot because whenever I start worrying about anything, I'm like, if I take the attention from myself and go see what Adam needs or my cousin needs or whatever,
that's
true. Takes it away.
Part
right
of
there.
That is it's hard to do that. I know people. You try to do that, but sometimes you can't or you don't, and you just kind of tend to think more about yourself and what you're seeing rather than what anybody else is.
If it happens.
Yeah.
If it was easy, we'd all do it.
And it's a lifelong process.
Oh yeah.
You shouldn't look at these and say, "Well, I can't do that." Like, how do you know? Try it for 40 years. See what happens.
Yeah. There's an old...
40 years later, nope!
Old episode of The Simpsons where Lisa schools somebody. Like, because it's that Brad Goodman episode, remember? He's the self-help guru. Everybody in town follows him except Lisa. And Lisa's like, self-improvement is a long, arduous journey. It doesn't happen overnight. And it doesn't happen with easy fixes. Like the words of wisdom from Lisa Simpson. Yeah.
How did he respond to that?
I don't remember.
Was he like a music man type of character where he came into town and whooped them all?
What's his name? He was in the
Tony Robbins?
No. Well, it was loosely based on a lot of those guys.
Oh, okay.
But the voice actor is Albert Brooks.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah.
You know, and that's the one where they have the amusement park and like the freaking... the roller coaster like falls apart while people are on it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, how did this happen? And he goes, you built it. Didn't you put the bolts in? I didn't feel like it. You know, because the self-help guru's like, you should do what you feel.
I didn't feel like it.
Yeah. craziness. All right.
That is craziness.
Enough heaviness for the day.
Yeah, man.
Back to antique. No large venture.
Back to large venture?
No.
I'm sad again.
So recently, and we talked about it before the show a little bit, you went through some, I guess, life changes or something?
Yeah, man. Life.
How you deal with life and personal fear and institutionalization?
True.
He wasn't in prison, by the way, before we get started.
No. The like institution that. Of the real.
That's, yeah.
Like we all, we're all, raised a certain way, go get a job, go get married, excel in what you do.
Yep.
So that's what I did from, my entire life. But I was an artist that whole time.
Yes.
So now I'm in my 40s and I don't want to not be who I am anymore. You know,
yes.
I've went down from 2 full-time jobs and a wife and 3 kids. And through life, it's just dwindled down to a part-time job, divorce, and 1 kid. You know, kids grow up, things change. This is like a 20-year span.
Yep.
So now my youngest is 15. He's shaking off.
Yeah, he's getting old.
I know. It goes so quick. Yeah. And he's shaking off the, you know, the mom and daddy shackles. And I was working for a part-time job and doing the artwork the rest of the time.
Yeah.
And I was making just as much money with my artwork as I was at my job.
Yeah.
But, you know, in my head, you can't quit a job. You don't quit a job.
Yeah.
As a parent, you cannot ever quit a job, no matter how horrible it is.
We were raised in a post-depression world, so our parents tended to be very much like, no, you got to think of your future.
But, that's right.
But if we look at how society works, that future's been dismantled so many different ways at this point.
It has, man. Thank God for the internet, because the internet has shown everybody there's more than one way to live your life. You know, and you have Uber and eBay and Amazon, Airbnb, and everybody's just interconnecting without this huge institution in the way, you know, grabbing all the raw materials and pumping out, you know, widgets for you or whatever. Sure. So
even this show and its humble little self.
We're right. You guys are right in a maelstrom.
That's right.
Did I use that word right?
I think we're on the edge of it, but yeah, that's cool.
Now, I have a question for you since you're kind of going through this. Is this something that you have to condition yourself out of over the span of the 20 years that you're talking about? Or?
It is because it was a nagging urge in me as an artist, you know?
Yeah.
But my education at all, my education was to, you know, go work and just bring home the bacon no matter what you're doing for that work. I mean, of course, not legally or whatever.
Parents do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So they didn't care that I was an artist, you know, they didn't care. And when I say there, I mean my parents, teachers, society at large doesn't really care if you're...
As long as you got a J-O-B.
Yeah, as long as you bring home that money. Like people used to always ask, oh, nice, pretty pictures. How do you make money off it? You know, I don't know. I just, you know, I have this in my head.
Good.
Yeah, I just have this in my head. And I put it on paper, and have any further plans for that. I don't have this huge business model. I don't have this huge plan.
Are you sure that wasn't a backhanded compliment?
I know, right? How do you make money off that? Because
it kind of sounds like, how do you make money off of that?
Well, it was from a square, some doctor, lawyer, suit-wearing guy doesn't understand how creating something out of nothing and finding the right person that wants that thing, even though they didn't know it existed.
Yep.
How do you make that connection? You know, have a tried and tried skill, and they have sick people coming in. They have criminals coming in steady.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what being a doctor and a lawyer is about.
Everybody gets injured,
correct. They don't have to think their way around that. Me, I'm providing something that you don't really need. You don't need a nice picture on your wall, you know?
Yeah.
But
I would argue people do need it. It's how do you find
a health?
How do you find the appeal you can fulfill that need on some level instead of like the Suicide Squads and the Batman versus Superman.
There's still a need there, or
entertainment wouldn't be so huge.
Aesthetically, you do need a need for that.
But how do I get people to want to see it, to feel great about going to see it? Yeah.
It's very hard. So that was the furthest thing from my mind is quitting a job and being an artist. But I was asking the universe for that every single day of my life with every fiber of my being. You know, I wish I was an artist. I would see Ninja Turtles. I was like, I wish I would have made that comic. I would see Star Wars. I was like, I wish I would have made those spaceships.
I wish I would have been part of that. Pixar.
I wish I freaking lived there, you know?
Yeah.
So that would always bother me. And every time I'd go to work, I'd be like bitter about it, you know, in my head. I wouldn't show that to the world because that's unhealthy, but inside it was nagging and nagging and nagging.
That's a natural thing to feel. God. I mean, there have been many times where I'm like, wow, I wish I could have been a part of this, or I wish I could have had some hand in this.
Yeah.
Or I wish I could have capitalized on whatever. I mean, it's one of those things that you just genuinely feel as a person.
Correct. And your nose is to the grindstone. You're going to work every day and there's no time to indulge in that. But it's still nagging you, you know?
Yep.
And so you do it on your free time. You find, you know, your weekends, your nights off, when the babies go to bed, whatever, you start doodling, you start playing with it, you know? So I went down from two jobs to one job, and I was doing that on the weekends, on my free time. That's how I got Germs comic books out.
Yeah.
It was, you know, on my off time. That's how I kept, you know, started painting. I started doing murals, and then I went down to a part-time job, which gave me so much time. That was half of the week. I know it seems like that's only half of the week, but to me, that's huge.
I've never
had that much time.
Yeah.
So that's when I really, you know, started working out. I started doing, you know, more and more painting, more and more drawing.
Yeah.
you know, honing my skills and whatnot, trying to sell my germs comic books. And then I kept looking at a little light at the end of the tunnel, or you know, sunrise coming over the horizon, saying yeah. maybe I could do both. You know, I could do this sure. on my weekend. You know, I could be yeah. a dual guy like Batman. I could be Bruce Wayne, and go to work, Batman. And at night I could, you know, paint. Yeah. It's anticlimactic, right. but that's all I
mean.
Do.
The mess.
No, that's a good point. Yeah,
the message here is not go out and quit your job now. Go be an artist. It's yeah. you know, don't let that stuff sort of hold you Stop. Back from doing yeah, what you want to do. And if you hit it, if you can actually get it to work, understand. Then you get it to work. Yeah, understand
right, what right. you want to do and yeah. start doing it.
Exactly. And I was living it, you know, I would come to work with paint in my hands and stuff. And I finally freaking, I used to be a limo driver and the limo broke down from work. So they let me go. It was like, you know, the universe saying, go be an artist, fool, you know?
Yeah.
So in my own personal, you know, experience. Yeah. So what I did was I was shocked. I was not ready to lose my job. I was
yeah.
fine.
Surprise.
Yeah, I was fine using that money to fuel my art supplies, the yeah. lifestyle that I really wanted. You know, I was not ready for that. But life isn't always pushes you into deep end when you need to learn how to swim. You know, yeah. like you're there now. Do it. You know. So that's how I've been living for the last like couple of weeks, and the momentum has been incredible. You know, I've yeah. been. Posting on social media. I've been going to the community in downtown Las Vegas where I live, and everyone, there's such a huge art culture here, you know, like a yeah. bohemian grassroots effort happening all over the place. So I you know, consider myself blessed or lucky. And I went out there and, you know, I started actually putting myself out there, my artwork. And it's been amazing, the community outreach, you know, the people ordering commissions, needing murals. There's this new bike shop downtown called Crank and Grind, and I donated a mural out there to the, you know, on their nice. Their lounge in the back. And, you know, that whole community, I felt like they were saying thank you for doing that and everything. And I consider myself lucky enough.
To be able to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, to be able to do it. Yeah. I get a wall. You're yeah. giving me a wall.
Yeah.
And no cops are going to come and tell me to stop, right?
Right.
So that was, you know, I just
like
felt
a dream,
so,
man.
Oh, man. So I was all over it, you know? And I just want to keep this momentum going. Luckily, I've gotten my a few murals in the horizon, and
yeah,
that's going to keep
me. Yeah, you said you already
had
a bunch of stuff lined up.
Yeah, lined up to keep me working till like the end of the year, yeah. you know, the 2016. And I'm blown away. I thought I was going to have to hit Uber right after this limo job, you yeah. know, falling through.
Yeah.
So I did sign up for Uber. You know, like I said, I'm institutionalized. I still want that Uber job.
Yeah.
My car's ready to go. Yeah. You know, I'm like this close from going down to the office and getting my car approved. But I haven't needed to do that yet because of momentum, you know.
Sure.
I have two commissions that I have to go finish after I leave here. And I signed on a comic book that I'm, you know, I'm the pencil and inker for that. And that, you know, that's, God, it's shocking. I'm in shock still. It's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I feel like a wild animal, like a raccoon, you know, how he wakes up in the morning, he didn't get good sleep. He's like looking for this next meal. He's starving to death and stuff. He's all scared. That's what I feel right now. But guess what that raccoon
is? But
it's
also good, yeah.
Free.
Yeah.
That raccoon's a free animal. You know, he's out there doing whatever he wants with his day.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel now. I feel like I don't work for anyone. I've stepped up to, you know, I have colleagues now that are, you know, movers and shakers and out there. Yeah, I'm one of the little guys in this huge new pond.
But you're there.
But I'm there, man. I can breathe salt water. It's pretty awesome.
That's cool.
So, and what would you say to somebody who has that sort of same institutionalized view of the world, who wants to do something, but, you know, is kind of held back by this way of how we were told to live? Like, what would you say to somebody?
Okay. It's okay to be afraid.
It is very okay to be afraid. We're actually bred to fear. Yep. That's the motivation. Even when I lost my job and I had to rely on my own self, I called my brother and I was like, dude, I'm hella scared. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, this is all wild by the seat of my pants. He goes, no, good. That fear is going to keep you from failure.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I was
true.
Not expecting that.
Yeah,
and then I put my fear in my tool belt to help me, you know, instead of cowering under it with an umbrella like a cloud. Now it's in my tools. You know, it's part of my whatever. So
I need to make money to buy food. Correct. Thereby, I need to get busy.
That's right. So what I would say to somebody who's institutionalized and scared to, you know, leave their job to be an artist is just do it. Like, don't do it right now. I had to do what I had to do for so long, and that's why it took me to 41 years old. Yeah. If there was one little piece of advice that I would give is don't wait this long. You know, I did it. I waited this long out of a mixture of fear, responsibility, and ignorance. I didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
You know, at all.
Well, that's the thing. It's very corner store philosophy, but, you know, we all have our own journey. But it's true. It's true. Not everybody can do things at the same time. Not everybody can.
Right.
You got to come do it on your own, or it doesn't work the same.
And keep your eye on the ball. If you want to be an artist and you want to go out there and put your 10,000 hours in, struggling, starving, and putting as much work for out there as little as money possible, don't have kids.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
That's what keeping your eye on the ball is. I had kids. I had 3 children. Yeah. That's a lot of responsibility. I'm going to put these color pencils away.
Yeah.
You know? So if you keep your eye on the ball, if you want to be an artist, an entertainer, somebody that can't provide for other people, don't bring other people in your life. If you do, if that's what's most important for you is a family and all that, then you do have to do what's right for them. Yeah. So that's my advice is don't wait till you're 42 and keep your eye on the ball.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about it, that saying makes sense. You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I take that as like regret. You know what I mean?
It
it's like I would rather have tried something and failed at it than to feel the regret of not having tried it, because I have regrets of things that I didn't do, and they jab at you. They stay there. It sucks. But
and part of the process, of course, is learning your own strengths, your own weaknesses.
Yeah,
what you can do and what you cannot do.
Yeah,
that's hard too when you're a young man. When you're a young man who can do everything.
Yeah.
Finding out that you can't do everything is hard pill to swallow at times.
Yeah,
that actually that brought up a thought in my head that I was like, dude, you all the cliches are true. When you become 40,
a lot of them,
you're like, oh my god, all those cliches that I was trying to break when I was a young I realize now that I'm wiser, quote unquote, that those are all true. Instead of fighting them, I should have used them to my advantage.
But
you know,
wisdom is pain and suffering, and you can't become wise without suffering through the understanding that I should have listened to that 20 years ago.
10,000 hours.
Yeah, the 10,000 hours. Yeah, not once it's gone. Then you're like, where'd the time go?
Right. Like,
time
goes
by so fast. Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda, when he asked Angelina Jolie, how'd you get so badass? She goes, I punched this post for 20 years.
Yeah, that's very old school Chinese. Yeah.
So Po didn't have 20 years. He was like, we got to end this movie in 40 minutes.
I need a montage. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, cool. So that's
what would be great if you got one montage your life,
like your whole life.
Awesome. You get one montage, and that's not. It doesn't mean you're going to succeed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. It's one of those things where like you can only use it one time, and you may or may not succeed.
Yeah,
right.
But once it's gone, it's gone. That's it.
Yeah. All
right. You got to do everything the regular way.
I like those.
Then you get into that, which. It's like any Adam Sandler movie, it's okay. But what it said about life was actually interesting, and that was the one with the remote control.
Click.
Oh, yeah.
Click. Was it called Click?
Yeah.
The idea that, you can speed through certain parts of your life, but then you're not involved.
At all.
And then you run into different problems,
Okay, one last super, super deep existential thing on the show from me, I promise.
Oh.
I was watching a Buddhist documentary the other day, and I've seen it a million times, but I wanted to share it with my brother. So we were watching it, and I caught something that I never, ever understood. The Buddha said, the earth is my witness. And what that means is the here and the now and what you can actually do. Don't think about what might stop you, what the fears are, what your attachments are, whatever.
Yeah.
The earth is my witness. Boom. What do you have right now?
That's pretty big.
Right. You know?
A lot of Godzilla figures. That's what I have.
That is nice. That is so deep and so moving and so touching. I'm going to put on a t-shirt.
Make a sticker.
I'm going to put on a bumper sticker.
I'm making that a t-shirt now.
I'm posting that on Facebook.
I'm making a t-shirt, actually. As soon as I get out. Before I even edit this episode, I'm making a t-shirt.
Quick question, though. If you had your one montage, right? Like if we actually had one, what song would be in your montage? What would be your montage song?
Trey Parker's A Montage.
Gotta be a montage.
or Eye the Tiger. One of the two. Eye the Tiger or Trace,
Oh, I got it.
Trey Parker's
I got it. This actually does pop in my head every single time I'm trying to do something, take care of a big task and not think about it. So in my head, it's a montage, just not in real life. Yeah. A-Team theme song.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that's pretty good, too. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. And I could feel my, you know, moving things. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Or, yeah, or Mars, Bringer of War. That'd be another good one. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, yeah. The soundtrack to Conan, the Barbarian, the John Milius written Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The one song, the Butcher, I think, was it called The Butcher and the...
I don't remember. There's a lot of good music in that movie.
I like in those meta jokes in sitcoms where they're like, let's have a montage, and they only spend like 20 seconds on the montage, and then they come back to reality, and it's been that exact same 20 seconds.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not finished with it yet, man. I'm like, yeah, it's only been 20 seconds.
It's only been 20 seconds.
How long have we been training? 20 seconds.
Should be ready.
Dang it. Oh, man.
The bandits are here.
All right, cool. Anything else before we get out of here?
Don't wait till you're 42.
Yeah.
To do
that
what
is
you
not the
do.
Answer of everything.
However,
no, yeah. however,
even
today
at,
is today.
At any age, you should be able to start finding that thing. 42
is not too late. I didn't mean to say that.
Right.
It's the beginning of my new... I'm having a rebirth at 42.
Today is still today.
Don't put it off, basically.
No,
don't put it off.
You only have today.
Earth is my witness.
Yeah, you only have today. That's another one of them goofy corner store philosophies that's true. There's no tomorrow and there's no yesterday. There's only today. Every day, there is only today. So yeah,
every day.
Sweet, we're getting.
Oh my God, we're so
philosophical.
So many feelings are bubbling up.
We're on the verge of becoming hipsters.
Now that we at least we solved
spoilers.
I need to go make some craft beer.
Hey, at least we solved everyone's problems. At least we can rest our heads.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
let's do a high five, or we pause it in the midair.
Yeah, at the very least, hopefully, Comic Book Girl 19 will
please.
Know that she's not alone out
there. That's right.
And some of us have actually been through that very same feeling.
It's a feeling everyone goes through. It's not one of those things that you can just fight off. You'll always have that, my childhood, why?
Yeah. It's all human as all get up.
Yeah. And then sometimes you get wonderful, wonderful surprises. Like, when you're talking about viewing somebody else's work, like pop culture-wise, like the first Avengers movie or Pacific Rim, where you're just like, oh my God.
Exactly.
This is so awesome.
Exactly.
This is so amazing. I have to go clean myself.
Rogue One, hopefully.
Hopefully.
We're saying this before it comes out, but I'm just going to add that. And Rogue One was amazing.
Unfortunately, I don't know. Only because Gareth Edwards. And it's not that I dislike him, but I just, like, Godzilla was so disappointing that I'm like, I really got to really... I mean, I'm going to give Rogue One a chance, but I'm like, come on, Gareth Edwards. You do this for me, man.
You failed me once already. Yeah.
I genuinely liked Monsters, but Godzilla was a disappointment. Come on, Rogue One.
If you're not going to do it for anyone, do it for me, the Maxter.
I'm going to invoke my community channel superpower of fingers crossed.
Who's getting deep now?
I'll boost your signal, buddy, with my fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Where's that Blu-ray DVD of the 50 hours of all Godzilla footage at, man?
Yeah. I got to do that someday. Just nothing but Godzilla fights nonstop. There's probably some Club Mix video from the 90s because they used to do that a lot. They would show like old
series
Godzilla fights and stuff like crazy. All right, let's get out of here.
Anyway, so go to our Facebook, which is the Geek Lounge, our Twitter, Geek_Lounge, Sig. You can find Sig at
Sigbot at Instagram is at Sigbot, and on Facebook is Sci-Fi Agogo.
Where you can find his artwork and purchase artwork.
Yes.
Right. If you want it. And then, of course, you can go to TeePublic to buy our t-shirts.
Right. We should ask you. We'll talk after the break.
Just get
a t-shirt on there.
Just type in the Geek Lounge and our shirt will come up and you can click on the artist and you'll see all of our nice fancy shirts.
Yep. And I'm going to actually change the artist's name so it's actually either Giga Hub or Geek Lounge.
Ooh, so you can just write in Giga Hub
instead of my name. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
so
please do buy those. They're not all about the show. Some of them are cool. They're great.
We're
all great.
Yeah. We're trying to find really sort of off pop culture stuff that doesn't get a lot of attention or hasn't been seen for years and years and years.
Sure.
And sort of things like that.
Right. So do go down to TeePublic and get our shirts.
And they do have sales a lot. Thanks,
all
everybody.
All right, guys. Have yourselves a good night, and we will see you next week.
And a Merry Christmas.
Ooh.
Created by Louise LaTorre and Munch, The Geek Lounge is produced and hosted by Louise LaTorre and Adam Smasher and was recorded at Giga Hub Studios. You can find this show and many other shows at GigaHub.com and on Facebook under The Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge. The show's theme is Shot Lunatique by the band Turquoise. You can find them at TurquoiseBand.com. TurquoiseBand.com for music, merchandise, tour dates, and much more.
That's the Crazy Cats.